This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer newscast, and this week we're talking about Mario Kart, which has released its final wave of DLC. It's been a very long time, 2 years that it's been releasing carts and more recently extra characters, but we're going to look ahead to what might be next for the series and how it might evolve again with the inevitable Mario Kart 9. Joining me to talk about that, it's Eurogamer's news team. We've got Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
And Liv Nahn.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. So, yeah, the news came out yesterday, as we record this, 1st of November, that the final wave of Mario Kart courses will come out next week on... when is it? The 9th. Sorry, I was reading it from a Nintendo of America tweet, and they write their dates the wrong way. So it's
they
not
do.
The 11th Americans. Of September. It's the 9th of November. quick show of hands for your favorite courses coming up. Is it going to be DK Mountain?
Yes!
Overwhelmingly, yes.
I think Double Dash is the Mario Kart I've played the most, so those tracks are definitely the ones that stick with me.
Yeah, I think the Wii Rainbow Road is a good one. I'm trying to remember, but yeah, DK Mountain is a real classic.
I love DK. I like the music in the jungly ones as well.
Yeah, DK Mountain was the one. It shot you out of the cannon, and then you sort of slalom down while being chased by the
boulders
kind of like bouncing down.
Yeah, there's a really tight hairpin bend just before you get to the bridge, so you basically have to like break really hard.
And then evil people put bananas on that bridge.
No, we don't. Yeah, the little rickety going.
Yes.
So when are we playing online next 9th? Then yeah, we're all gonna play online.
Sure.
Yeah, if you want some bananas.
I'll get my banana deployation. That's not a word, is it? Ready? I shall deploy the bananas. There we go.
Deployment.
There we go. Yeah. Banana deployment. I write because I can't talk. This is...
I will say as well, I'm actually quite interested to see the last couple of tour tracks because I've actually quite enjoyed them, which I feel is controversial.
I like the tour tracks. I think they're really good fun. And seeing how, like... different how they take like the elements of the city that they're based on and make them into like an obstacle or something. I think they're quite good.
I don't like them because I don't like that they break the canon of the Super Mario world by bringing in London and Paris and Berlin to the Mushroom Kingdom.
That I agree with,
but I'm very sad.
The thing I like about the tour tracks is the way that they change each lap. And I actually think that's quite a good idea that I would like to see more of.
Well, let's talk about that. So,
you're welcome.
Yeah, obviously Mario Kart 9 hasn't been announced yet, but it's inevitable. The Mario Kart series is among the best-selling games for every single Nintendo platform. And it's inevitable. There will be a Mario Kart 9 for Switch 2 whenever that arrives. And each entry sort of introduces its own little gimmicks. 8 obviously had anti-grav gliders in underwater sections were added previously, I think, with the DS one.
double characters,
which I miss. And specialized items for some of the characters as well. Maybe we'll talk about that in a bit too. But for Mario Kart 9, I know we've all been thinking about what we would like to see sort of the twist be. Ed, was that yours that you would like to see changing tracks?
Well, I have a couple of ideas. I guess for me, I'm ultimately a bit of a purist when it comes to Mario Kart. So what I don't want is Nintendo Kart. For me, it's in the name. It's Mario. It should be the Mushroom Kingdom with Mario characters. I don't even like motorbikes. Like, it's karts. It's kart racing. Like, I never use a motorbike. I don't like that. So I'm a bit of a purist. And what I don't want to see is sort of new characters or things like that that mess up with the balance or that take us out of Mario. What I would like to see is a change up of the tracks and or the online modes, because I think that's somewhere where they can be a bit more inventive. So as I said, I like the tour tracks that that they change each lap and that the tracks morph in some way. I think that could be really interesting if they expanded on that. There have been a couple of racing games where there's like natural disasters going off and you've got to dodge them all and stuff like that.
Or like a lightning bolt coming down, do you mean?
Yeah, there's like a volcanic eruption in the middle of a race.
One of my favorite Mario Kart tracks is Grumble Volcano, where that does happen, and the track gets progressively smaller as all of the bits fall away. Such a clever idea.
So like something like that, where the track is altering as it goes, so it's not just basic, here's the same basic layout. It's like it changes and it keeps you on your toes. I quite like that as an idea, which I feel like Tor has started. That Volcano track has also done. So if not that, then I would like to see them expand on online. And at the moment, it's quite basic. You can just do a sort of Grand Prix with friends and that's sort of it. I'd like to see that expanded with different modes, with better online, maybe more of a sort of world tournament thing, or even throwing in like Mario Kart 99, as we had with F-Zero 99, which I think with Mario Kart would be utter carnage. and a complete mess of just shells and bananas everywhere, but it would be quite fun.
That would be fun.
I would love Mario Kart 99. It's such a good idea. I know Nintendo's internet online services aren't the best, but if there is any way that they can make even just like a 64 player and have a big wide course, so obviously you can have more people on at the same time, but yeah, that'd be great.
Can you imagine 99 people trying to get on that little Grumble Volcano? Like, you only see those pictures of like traffic jams in like Japan or something, and they're all trying to get into this one lane.
So what F-Zero does is it starts everyone on a really, really wide track, and then it funnels you down into the main bit of the track. So there is a bit of space at the beginning before you go onto the main bit of track, at which point then it's a complete mess. I do agree. I think the tracks would need to be altered for that, because they need to be a bit wider.
Yeah.
Unless they just made everyone really small.
Oh, like if Mario got the micro mushroom where it makes him like really floaty, but with carts. Yeah.
So suddenly you're in oversized versions of everything. That'd be quite fun.
They make the items smaller as well, like the blue shell? Does that get shrinked?
I think it would need to.
Can you imagine if it didn't though, and then like the sort of like the circumference that you could get, like how many races would you have in that like dome that it launches? And then because you're so little, you'd kind of like float back down, like when Mario has his jump and he goes wee.
I like the idea of a micro mushroom, and then if you're shrunk down, you can weave in between the other people's cartwheels.
Oh, there are shortcuts.
Yeah, like little tunnels that you can zip through that would cut off like a corner or something.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, if you were shrunk down, you were going under a car, and then you like got big and you'd like launch the car off the top of you. Yes, I like this idea, Nintendo.
Okay. Better online, Mario Kart 99, no Nintendo characters that aren't from the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yep.
Does anyone disagree with that? Does anyone think there should be more Nintendo characters, turn it into like a Smash Brothers style affair with crossover characters.
I mean, I think it would be fun.
Who would you want to see? If you could have anyone.
I feel like the obvious option is Kirby, because he has become a car last year. He became Kirby, and you know, that would be fun, having a little Kirby driving around, and all of a sudden he goes, oh, and he like sucks up a car.
That would, yeah, so would
Ed,
you
Ed,
want...
is, Ed is like, no.
What if Kirby was just a car that Mario raced in? Would you be okay with it then, Ed? If no. Mario sat inside... There's BMWs in the game. Why are you upset about Kirby being in there?
Because I don't like the BMWs.
Wait, but you're saying that Kirby swallows a car and becomes Kirby, and then Mario gets inside Kirby to drive him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be like Mortal Kombat does, where you have your cameos or whatever. It could be like you could pick some kind of like team, and if you chose Kirby, you would have the Kirby to zip round in.
Kirby would also make sense otherwise, because you could just have him rolling.
Yeah, like in the Dream Buffet.
Yes,
that's true.
He just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, you can jump as well, I think. Yeah.
So could you go over, like, if you, like, rolled up a ramp and then would you, like, bounce and you could squash other cars with your pink fleshy form? Good. Sorry, that sounds really weird.
Please don't say that.
I meant because of Kirby. I realised as I said it, it wasn't coming out quite right.
There is one new character that I think absolutely should be in the next one. Elephant Mario.
Oh, good choice. But then, would you not say you could have Mario? Because I know we've got like Gold Mario or whatever he's called, and Rose Gold Peach. But what if they then introduced different power-ups, and they had power-ups inspired by the Wonder Ones, so you could become Elephant Mario whilst driving? Or do you want Elephant Mario just to be his own?
I think Elephant Mario should be his own character. But then that's made me think, what if the Wonder Seed was part of Mario Kart?
The flower?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, the thing... The thing that,
so then
like,
you could change up the courses.
Mm. Oh.
I like the idea of it adding course hazards so that suddenly there's like a rush of bulls down the side or the trees come alive and start like walking across the track.
That would be fun.
Mario I also Kart really like Wonder. The idea of Mario Kart Wonder.
Mario Kart Wonder, yes.
Maybe Wonder just becomes its own series now.
Well, Zelda Wonder? Yeah.
No, great. Too far.
You're still gonna be Mario.
Back to power-ups. Yeah, it's not something that the series has really delved into in the past, other than the Double Dash characters having more personalized items. So Bowser and Bowser Jr., if you played as them, you got like a big spiky shell, and I think it was just Toad and Toadette that got the golden mushroom. And that idea sort of went away after Double Dash, so that the items were universal across everybody again. But yeah, a way to make your character choice feel a bit more meaningful. Everyone has their own... I feel like everyone has their own Mario Kart main, and they don't really stray from that too much. There's no point, because they all play the same, roughly. And any differences in like big characters and small characters, you can... even out with the vehicles that they drive in. But to have each character have their own special ability would be a lot of fun. Like Yoshi could turn into an egg and like roll around, or Bowser could breathe fire.
Who do you guys play as when you generally play then? And then what would you want your power up to be if you did have a unique power up for your character?
I'm a Toad main. I only play as Toad ever.
You could have him take off his hat.
He doesn't wear a hat, Victoria.
I know. I just really like winding Tom up.
Wow.
In terms of what it would be, I mean, you could just have him get a speed boost by eating mushrooms or something.
That would be quite
boring.
He's just taking a bit out of his head and...
Yeah.
I don't see it as cannibalism, because like Toad is not the same as 1-Up Mushroom or 1-Up or power mushroom. It's like saying humans are made of meat. So if you ate like another form of meat, does that make you a cannibal? Mm. That's how I see it. It's a mushroom kingdom.
Self-sufficiency.
Literally, if he's just like powering.
Yes.
Yeah. Who do you guys play as?
I play as Yoshi, usually a sort of gothic black Yoshi. However, the one game I didn't was in Double Dash because I didn't like the egg, super egg power-up thing. So I usually used to play as Bowser Jr. and Diddy Kong because then they were small and fast, but then they had the giant shells and the giant bananas.
Yeah.
Giant banana was great. Putting that on the bridge of DK Mountain, that was a real dick move.
Yep, that was me.
That was it. What would you, then, if you didn't like the egg thing that Yoshi had, if you was to do a next game with Yoshi, what would you want it to be?
Something useful.
Oh, all right. Okay. You could have it like, you know, the piranha plant that like eats other contestants and like grabs items for you if you had that as an item. Maybe he could do that with his tongue.
Well, yeah, something like that that is then personal to Yoshi as opposed to being an item.
What about if he like ate one of the other players and then like had them in an egg behind him and just left the egg? And then they stuck there for like 5 seconds or something before they eventually managed to
rehack
their way out. Yeah.
That would be quite good. That would be like a real...
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a banana would slow you down when you skid on it. So it's the same mechanic in that sense, but unique to Yoshi. That'd be quite cool.
And then need to like hammer the button to like hatch out the egg.
Yeah. Get the revs up and zoom off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yoshi eats people and then they get shat out. I'm here for it.
Laid.
They get laid.
Oh no! Like an egg, like a chicken laid an egg. You
wow.
made that filthy. No, no, you can't. You laid like an egg. Like a chicken would lay an egg. This bird is on fire. With
wow, Liv, who do you mean?
I like going for Yoshi because he's cute, but if I don't choose Yoshi, I'd normally go for Luigi.
Oh.
The death stare.
And the death stare.
As I say, yes. So he's got that attitude as he goes by.
Yes. I think if he had an ability, it would have to use his Hoover, right? His little thing from Luigi's Mansion.
The poltergeist.
Yeah. Or the dog.
Polterpup! Have, like,
dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, Polterpup. Yeah. I don't know what he'd do, but it would be nice to have him.
You could send Polterpup up. Out to go fetch items. You could be like, fetch.
That's what the ghost item does. It kind of like pops up on your screen and does the evil cackle and you lose an item. So that could be like Polterpup.
The boo.
The boo, yeah.
Maybe Guiji could be a thing.
Guiji, like, that would be great.
You could control two characters at once.
Oh.
That would be good.
That would be cool. Do you think then, we're all saying all these things, they make the characters quite OP. There'd have to be some kind of cooldown before you can use your special item if this was to happen.
Yeah. Maybe there's sort of like boost pads on the track and that's like the longer that you're on it, the more it charges up your special ability and you can only use it sort of once or twice a race.
Mm. Yeah. See, I always play as Rosalina and I'm trying to think what I would have. I suppose it would have to be something with her Luma. What would that do though?
Send a Luma out to beat people up.
They are. Oh, it would have to be the Luma, but the one from the Mario movie where it's really melancholy.
The depressed one.
Oh, like, the really...
The sweet release of death. Yeah, I would have to have a really, like, sweetly melancholic Luma coming along with me as I ride on my motorbike, because I actually quite like that story.
Like, a little bit more boring, but you could have the... galaxy like stars that fling you from planet to planet and you could have those like fling you forward.
Yeah, that would be quite good, wouldn't it?
Mm.
You get launched into first and then win. Although I'm always in first anyway, so I wouldn't need that power up. Sorry guys.
Sure.
Oh yeah. I play really dirty in Mario Kart. Like, I don't think I have much gamer rage, and I'm quite chill when it comes to things like Call of Duty. But Mario Kart, I am filthy, and I'm so competitive at. I don't know why, but it brings out, like, my inner demons. Like, I just... That is the game that really gets me quite fired up.
Same. I mean, I get fired up with everything, but Mario Kart especially.
Mario Kart, I'm so competitive in. And I will, like... Like, I'll be playing and I'll be sort of screaming and grunting and whatever down my headset. My husband will come down to check that I'm okay. He'll see it's Mario Kart and then just shut the door and leave the room because he knows it's safer that way.
Noted. Well, it sounds like special abilities are a good idea that we're all interested in seeing potentially play out in any Mario Kart 9. The one thing that we haven't talked about yet, but that I sort of thought would be a good one, is kart or course creator, which Mario Kart has never had in the past, except that weird mixed reality AR thing with little toys that you sent around your living room. Traditional Mario Kart games have never had a course creator before, and I feel like with the power of Switch 2, now is the time to maybe try this out. And you could, of course, like have the prestige Nintendo tracks, which go off into space and do all sorts of weird bits and pieces. But then you would also have the more sort of default settings, so like the SNES sort of backgrounds, and that you could just sort of place track in to create courses, and you'd have like the little parts to stick together to create circuits and bits and pieces, and it'd be great, I think, to be able to share those online, to download other people's courses. It's difficult to know with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, with all of these tracks in, I think there's like 96 tracks in the game now, how does Mario Kart get bigger than this? And I think you've sort of reached the limit of all of the Nintendo created tracks that you could have in one game. So for me, the next logical evolution of that is to say, well, we're not just going to include Nintendo tracks from now on. We'll have Nintendo tracks in there, but then we're going to hand it over to the community. And then that creates that self propelling content machine as over the years. And this is, you know, going to be, I would imagine, an early game in the Switch 2 lifecycle. This is how they stretch out the game, make it into more of a live service. You can't just release tracks over time from the past anymore, because that's literally what's been happening the last 2 years in Mario Kart 8. I think it's you release like course components and increase the stuff that people can do and just let the community run with it, and then Nintendo gets to reap the rewards of people making their own stuff and keeping the community alive and being creative.
Yeah, I'd love a Mario Maker style cup creator. I think that'd be a lot of fun and a lot of chaos.
I like the idea of the different art styles, because then Mario Maker's got like that original NES, SNES from Super Mario World, and then the new Super Mario style. And if you could have it so that the worlds are created like that, but then also the characters come up like that as well. So you then, if it was like SNES versions, you'd have like pixel or sprites. And then you could change the graphic style of the characters as well as the worlds that they're in. That would be quite cool. And again, that would be a proper celebration of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Okay, so if we did have this cup creator and they said, if you want, you can put in... Actually, they've already kind of done like Hyrule Castle. They've got a Hyrule track, haven't they? But would you not want to see that? You'd want it to be literally only what you'd find in the Mushroom Kingdom, or...
Yes.
So you wouldn't want... So it's not just non-Mushroom Kingdom Nintendo characters. You also don't want crossovers with F-Zero, say.
No, I'd like a proper F-Zero game, please, Nintendo.
You just got F-Zero 99.
You got F-Zero 99, Edward.
That's a proper F-Zero.
That's all you're getting for another 5-10 years. That's all you're getting ever. Let's be honest.
What if they put Metroid in there?
Metroid in there?
Yeah.
No.
But you love Metroid.
Yeah, as Metroid.
How heartbroken would you be if, rather than like Metroid 4, whatever the next one is going to be, we just get that?
No, Mario Kart is Mario only. And they can expand that and have, like, space or other weird things. But it has to still be plausible within the Mario world. But then I think with a Mario Kart course maker, they'd surely have to limit the assets they provide people anyway. So I feel like that would probably limit you only to Mushroom Kingdom stuff.
Until they want to promote the next Zelda game, and so they're like, here's some Hyrule kart pieces, course pieces, go make your own stuff.
Was there anything from the Super Mario Bros. Movie? Like, I know that's obviously very based on Mario World, so it's probably not a huge amount, but would you want to see... Well, like, they had had Brooklyn in the movie, and they had New Donk City. Would you want to see elements, like, of real-world elements put into it, like that? Because that could technically still be Mario-based, because there is New Donk City and Brooklyn in the film.
The more I think about it, the more I want Zelda and Pokemon and Animal Crossing. I love the Animal Crossing track in series already.
No, I hate that one.
Oh, no, it's really cute.
It's great. You collect bells, you see Mr. Rossetti.
And, like, there are things floating
pops up
on
from
balloons.
The ground.
Can I tell
the
you
trees
really...
in very annoying places.
Can I tell you a really good Pokemon joke that a kid told me at Halloween when he came trick-or-treating?
Mm.
How'd you get Pikachu on a bus?
Pokemon.
I thought that was amazing.
Was the kid dressed up as Pikachu or something?
He was a skeleton. I did see a Pikachu, though. You know how people have those fan assistant suits? I saw an inflatable Pikachu walking around the village.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there were quite a few dinosaurs as well and aliens. But that's getting off the topic of Mario Kart.
So. What about a Toad dressed up as Pikachu? Or a Toad dressed up as Link? Or a Toad dressed up as Zelda?
For Halloween or for the game?
No, for the game. I'm trying to appease Ad.
Yeah, if there's a little Toad with a cute little like hat.
Well, like Captain Toad.
They've sort of got that with the Mii characters. Because the Miis, don't they dress up as others?
Yeah, well, they've got different decals on their helmets and suits that they wear.
Yeah.
I don't really like the Mii characters.
I never plays the Mii characters.
No, I don't either. I'm just thinking that was a vaguely plausible way of putting it in.
I'm surprised they've not done costumes so far, because that would be a way to continue getting people unlocking things in the game, just like customization, cosmetics for different people. Because so far, at the moment, like Mario and Metal Mario are different races. And that's how it was in Tour, because they wanted to keep you like pulling off Mario's gacha pipe and unlocking new characters over time. But obviously they're not going to do that in 9.
I see.
So.
Well, I was going to say, like, I don't think Nintendo would do this, but in theory, a sort of free-to-play battle pass Mario Kart that's always online, that's live service, where they can keep adding more courses, more costumes, more characters, they can keep adding to it over time. Would people want that, or would you rather just have a, this is the game?
Definitely not free to play, but I'd be happy with a race pass, a battle pass, if it was fair and it provided. It would be just like cosmetic stuff, I imagine.
Mm.
Just say, whatever this game turns out to be, I'll still absolutely whoop all your asses.
Don't start that talk.
Get the smack talking, even before the game is announced.
Well, Nintendo, if you're listening, there's plenty of ideas there. I really like the idea of power-ups. I think, and cut courses, being able to create them. I think the jury's still out on whether you should include more characters from outside the Mushroom Kingdom. But some good ideas there. And maybe it won't be too long before we find out. But until then, there's plenty of Mario Kart 8 to enjoy, most notably DK Mountain, when that arrives next week. All right. Thanks for listening, watching. If you've made it this far, it's always appreciated. Ed, Where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at @ed_knights.
And Victoria?
I am at @thelittlechopshopgal.
And Liv?
I am at @justcastholy.
And I'm Tom Phillips EG. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
See you then.
Bye-bye.